Welcome back, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm the host for Faith in Action, and this is a very special edition of Faith in Action because we are promoting our first ever art festival that coincides with our spring pledge drive, which we ask for your support. And I'm in the studio. It's great to be back in the studio.
Woohoo!
Thank you, Ann Reed and Lisa Niebuhr, my sisters from another mother. Other mothers. And we've just been, if you listen to the first segment, Lisa and I have been talking about the art festival. And there is several special things that are going on with the art festival. We already had the judges come in, our esteemed judges. Thank you again to Amy Thompson, who is a Bishop Heelan graduate. I believe Amy Potter, that was her maiden name, if I remember correctly. And I've known her since she was a student at high school and then actually taught at Western Iowa Tech with her and did some stories with her when I worked at the Journal. So she's a longtime compadre in the field of journalism. And now she has the Art Sucks Studios downtown in the old Carlton's building. Been very successful. She brought in three artists who also judged. And a wonderful collaboration, you know, with that aspect of our community. So one of the things that we also have going on with this art festival, and I believe that was a board member Betty Pratt suggestion, is a viewer's choice, not viewer singular, viewers plural choice. So we will have actual ballots that people, when they come to the station, can fill out. And when can you come to the station? Well, we would love to see you Tuesday, April 19th is Tuesday. And we will be here at 7 a.m. in case you get up early. And then we will be walking out the door at 6 p.m. Tuesday, April 19th, Wednesday, April 20th, Thursday, April 21st. So we will be here throughout the entire day. You come on down whenever it works into your busy schedules and walk around and check out the art, and then you can do the viewer's choice. So we decided that it would benefit a greater community, perhaps for people who cannot come in physically and see the art, that we are doing the first place winners in a calendar. And one of the calendar pictures will be the viewer's choice. So I'm going to turn this over to Lisa to talk a little bit about the whole calendar idea.
The calendar idea came from several different places. Many of us love our calendars. We pick them up at the back of the parishes, and it's got the holy days, the feast days, etc. We also saw that with our sister station, KVSS, that they took the winners of each grade and put it into a calendar. So each one of the winners that has been selected by our adjudicators in grades 1 through 12, and ladies and gentlemen, only 11th grade, we did not get any entries. So we have first place winners in 1st through 10th grade and 12th grade. They will be months January and November. Then you will select, if you can't come in next Tuesday, or this Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, you can come in Friday from 8 to 3 and join us at the South Sioux Chamber Coffee that we're hosting. Or you can come in on Saturday from 3 to 6, and you get to select the viewer's choice. In addition to the viewer's choice artwork being featured in the calendar, we're also going to be giving them a cash gift. So please come. The judges have shared their expertise. I'm glad I'm not picking the viewer's choice because I don't know where I'd start. But we want you to come in, see this beautiful artwork, bring the whole family. And we do have not only the opportunity for you to walk up the steps, but if you like to ride in a chariot, we even have a little ramp in the back. So that way you can come, take your time, peruse, and see all of the beautiful artwork here in the historic St. Boniface Parish.
Absolutely. And we love to have visitors. I imagine if you have Monday, April 18th open, Ann and Lisa will be here during the day, you know, typical business hours, you know, come 9 to 4 and join us and kind of see what's going on. But the real energy and enthusiasm comes when we're doing the pledge drive. And that is on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday when we have guests in, and you can see how we do the radio and it's kind of exciting, you know, who we're coming in. We should say, though, because we have this adjudicated, when we do have the winners, we are having a reception for the winners, which I am so excited to see these young people and the joy in their faces because they won something other than perhaps at a singing competition, at a dancing competition, or sports competitions where, you know, maybe there's not a reward other than I was part of a team that did well in a sports category. But this is so personal. It's how they view our Blessed Mother. And to be acknowledged for that is remarkable. And like Lisa said, you can come and you can be part of the whole judging with a viewer's choice. So Lisa, tell the listeners a little bit about the reception we're going to have for our winners.
The reception for our winners will be on Thursday at 4:30, from 4:30 to 6 here at Siouxland Catholic Radio. They, along with their parents, our sponsors, and our judges, will have that opportunity to come and be thanked. John Fitzsimmons, our board president, is going to present each one of the winners a certificate. And ladies and gentlemen, because the judges were so astounded, each one of the winners, first place, second place, third place, and honorable mention, is going to receive a $10 gift certificate from Pizza Ranch as a way of Lori saying thank you, because Pizza Ranch's mission is to glorify God, and that's what our kids have done through our art festival. Afterwards at 5 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, the kids are going to be our guests for our spring pledge drive, and we're so excited that you get to hear from them, their inspiration, why they created it. Some of them did four or five drafts, or one child had created several different images and something got on one, so they sent in another image. But you'll get to hear their stories, their love of the Blessed Mother, and their inspiration, and you will get to hear them this Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. live on Siouxland Catholic Radio. So please tune in, because the excitement of our pledge drive and the art festival is just going to be incredible. And how many times do you get to hear a first grader tell about their artwork? It will be cool.
Yeah, I think very cool. We've never done this before. That's why I think it's so exciting, is that, you know, this is the first ever thing that we've tried. And I love the idea of getting these young people on the radio to talk about their artwork and their inspiration and their special love of Our Lady. And again, I think it speaks volumes. There is no obligation to do this. A teacher didn't come to them and say, look, if you want a grade in this class, you need to submit your image of the Blessed Virgin Mary for this contest. This was all stuff done on their own. They certainly might have been encouraged by a teacher or their parents, but they were the ones, these young kids were the ones who made the decision that this had value. And sure, you know, part of it was, well, maybe I'll win something. That's always a motivation. But again, we did first, second, third place, and then honorable mention. And so out of 180 entries, there were students that did not get anything as far as an accolade. But if you think about it, in most competitions, a lot of times you don't. You know, you compete to get better. And to have somebody adjudicate you and say, this is the value I saw that you brought to the table, that really helps a lot if you want to enhance your art or your vocals or your physicality in dancing or your speech. You know, I was well known for speech and dramatic presentations. So we really are so pleased that this is going to happen. If you can join us physically, we would love that. But we certainly would love it if you would set your dials to Channel 88.1 FM that day too, and just hear the voices of the kids and their energy and excitement about what they've created for us.
They had to create their artwork on their own. They could not Google and take images from elsewhere. Some of them did it after school while they were waiting for buses because they had to sit for a couple hours. And so teachers used that time. Some teachers said, hey, we're going to be like an Ann Brockhaus. I'm going to open the church. And if you'd like to come in on a Saturday or a Sunday, And so it was all really driven by the kids. And a huge shout out to those teachers and faith formation directors that said, I'm willing to do this in my spare time, because it gave students that opportunity to share their faith and to share their love, as well as you'll see the variety of different mediums from teachers who had, oh, I've got some spare fabrics, and kids saying, oh, I've got these fun colors that I want to use. You're going to see everything with the exception of photography. And I was surprised, no ceramics. And yet it's so exciting to see the depth and the detail of some of the artwork. Even our little first grade winner, Maya Bosman, who spent so much time creating that detail, it makes the artwork even more richer and more beautiful.
Yeah, and I think that is another point we want to make sure the viewers, listeners understand, is that this was not limited to students in our Catholic schools. We opened it up to students who are enrolled in a Catholic school, who are enrolled in a faith formation program, who are homeschooled. So in actuality, we really don't know the background on a lot of the students, but you know, it could have been very possible that we would have a student who perhaps was not a practicing Catholic, but enrolled in the parish because their family is. And that was really kind of the watershed, was we needed to make sure they were enrolled in a parish or a school or some faith formation program. And so it'll be interesting to hear the spin that the students bring when we put them on the air. Well, Ann Reed has now waved her finger at me because it again time to take a short break and give that shout out to all of those who support us. But listeners, you need to stay tuned because we got a lot more on the art festival and the pledge drive. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.